708, thank you, Carrie Burgess. It is 55 degrees outside. We're going to do something a little bit different. Start off this hour with a little English country music. Yes, I said country music from England. Here's Agnes Conley.
Well, bring it over here, that CD you got there. Looks like one of my favorites, The Little Darling Years. You might not like quite as much as me, but this is what I love in life, what makes me feel free. Put it on your turntable, turn it up really loud. You're too young to remember then. That's what you were gonna say. I just love, I said, the hard stuff in a pure and easy way. You remember the outlaws. People used to know, like Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and David Allen.
After the hour on your Friday, it is Ags Conley kicking it off for us this morning. Your temperature currently 55. High today is going to be about 77. Blue skies all day long. Going to be a nice day in the Texas Hill Country. Get out and enjoy you some of it. We have got guests in studio this morning. You guys get up on those microphones. You're going to have to pull them up. Just pull them to you.
Yeah. Sure thing.
All right.
I'm used to that.
Okay,
how's that?
Okay, very good, very good. Y'all are getting the hang of this pretty quick.
Yeah.
you act like you've been in front of a microphone before.
Just once or twice.
Yeah, a couple times.
Hartley Hall and Bo DePena, thank you guys for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Gordon. It's nice to be here.
You know, y'all finishing up a tour.
Mm-hmm.
How long?
We did about 3.5 weeks, coming up on a month. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Good amount of time on the road.
You played a CD release party in Austin last night?
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, we did. Not too long ago.
Not too long ago.
It was a good time. It was a real good time. It was at 1-to-1 Bar on Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened up, and then Bo played second, and then Maha played next. They had about 10 people up there for that band.
That was a big band. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. And then Fair City Fire.
Maha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Is that kind of craze that's sweeping Austin? You know, Jake has got that Continental Drift that he plays with. That,
like a larger band?
It's 10-piece, mm-hmm. yeah, with yeah. a horn section, percussion section.
You're seeing that. A lot of like R&B stuff kind of pop up now, which like I think, you know, there's been a few artists, even in the country scene, that have kind of crossed over into that and are inspired by the whole Muscle Shoals time mm-hmm. period.
Right.
So it's definitely becoming a thing. Even when you listen to Sturgill Simpson's new record, you definitely get like a lot of that. So, it's cool. It's cool stuff.
Have you heard the new one?
I have, yeah. Uh-huh. So, you know, there's cool things about it, and then there's stuff that's not quite like Sturgill, you know. It's like new. I think he contracted some R&B band to back him up. I think it was the Roots or somebody like that.
Really?
Yeah, to help him out on that.
I have not. So. I've got the digital download. They sent me the digital download. I've not gotten the hard copy yet.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you know, that's all fine and dandy. I'm not going to play it till I get a hard copy because
yeah.
I just don't normally play. Sure. MP3s.
Yeah, it's worth a listen. It's mm-hmm. definitely he's definitely taken it to an interesting direction. So
wow. Yeah. Well, you know, the first album was really something that was unprecedented, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was not expecting it, and he made a big splash on NPR. Man, I had people sure. calling me. Said, "Are you listening right now?" I said, "No, I don't listen to NPR. You need to be. You need to be listening right now." I guess it's on Prairie Home Companion that
was on. Did they feature him on that?
Yeah.
Cool.
And and I ended up hearing saw a link on some social media site, and I listened to it like the next day. Turtles All the Way Down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got my hands on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I do play some of it. There's a lot of it that I will not play because of the flow of this show is just
for sure.
You know, mm-hmm. just the way it goes.
Yeah.
But and I'll tell you what, I was never really a big Chris Stapleton fan either.
Oh, I yeah.
Until when his latest album came mm-hmm. out, there was one song on there that I really liked called Maybe 26.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was, you know, which that's the only song off that album that I'll play.
Sure, yeah.
Anyway, I mean, listen, enough about those other guys. Let's talk about
yeah.
y'all.
Sure, yeah.
But I think it's strategy, you know. I think that Sturgill's reaching out to more people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm theorizing. We'll see what happens. And that's what we're doing, too. We're reaching out to more people. And I went on my first tour recently mm-hmm. with Bo. Mm-hmm. And we did South Texas and New Mexico and... Then we did Colorado, and then we went back down to New Mexico, and then we did North Texas. And I got to meet a lot of really nice people out there.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That is great. Now, I've known you for, I don't know, it's probably been 7, 8 years maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's been a while, because I know your sons, and
right.
I met them through out at the Kerrville Folk Festival.
Right.
Where I've been going for 9 years this year.
Uh-huh.
That's how I know everybody that I know, actually.
Folk Festival is a lot of fun.
Yes.
It really is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I need a, in my advanced years, I'm going to have to have a golf cart to ride around in if
sure,
I go,
yeah.
go much more. You know, it's just...
That's right.
Yeah. It's, but it's always a good time. We went out to see the Gourds play a few years ago
cool,
out
yeah.
there. And... I'll never forget Rod Kennedy, rest in peace, was sitting there side stage, and one of the guys, the guitar player, I think, lit up a cigarette on stage,
mm-hmm.
and Rod just went haywire. Nobody smokes on stage.
I don't care who you are.
Exactly. Well, you guys, y'all brought some instruments. Let's
we did.
Let's
yeah.
hear
we did. Thinking about doing a tune that we semi co-wrote together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hartley put her spin on this particular song and really kind of brought it home. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. How well, close should we get away from these microphones?
No, just I tell you what. Once you start playing, you're gonna be fine. Just
cool.
you can back it up just a little bit.
Just a hair.
Yeah, because your voice is gonna carry in the guitar, and I can control some of that from here as well.
Great. All right.
Yeah, ukulele gets real right. loud.
So we got a uke and we got a guitar.
Yes, sir. All this right. This song is a. Kind of in the vein of an old Conway Twitty, Loretta Lynn style song, just
okay.
cheating and drinking song that I had written, and then Hartley really brought it home with her version of her verse. So.
All right, let's hear it.
This one's called "Who Will Bring You Whiskey When I'm Gone."
Who will bring you whiskey when I'm gone? night to sing you country songs. If you don't change your reckless ways, I might just say so long. If you will bring me whiskey when I'm gone. I told you once before, my dear, my love is growing thin. If you won't change the way I feel or the shape that you are in, and you come in a quarter till the sun shines on our home. Then it says I might be gone. Who will bring you whiskey when I'm gone? Who will tuck you in at night and sing you country songs? You don't change your reckless ways, I might just say so long. Who will bring you whiskey when I'm gone?
And here's what I told her. If you still love me like you did so many years ago, I'd stay home and I'd care for you. I'd never let you go. Oh, darling, swinging doors and neon signs treat me better than you do. That's who will bring me whiskey when you're through. Bring you whiskey when I'm gone. I'll tell me. Who'll tuck you in at night and sing you country songs? If you don't change your reckless ways, I might just say so long. Bring me whiskey when I'm gone. Who will bring me whiskey when I'm gone?
Oh, now that is way entirely too nice. Oh, that is great.
Appreciate it.
Ah, man, I enjoyed that. That's cool. The whole duet thing, you know, 60s style duet thing there.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The story song is really,
that's
really
nice. You hear too often.
No, that's, and you know, what's nice to me, because I am, I don't know, I've heard a lot of music through the years, but to be able to see youngsters attacking, you know, this kind of stuff and doing it very well is really cool for me. There is a cool factor there that you just don't see a lot today.
Mm-hmm. That's not something I hear too often about.
That's
and cool though.
That's, we're both very inspired by older music from around the outlaw country period, mm-hmm. and right before that too.
Right.
That I listen to more old country than I listen to modern music.
Sure.
That's
all we do here for the most part. Mm-hmm. I mean, we play, you know, like this Ags Connolly that we led off with. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's a thing that I am involved with. It's called the Last Honky Tonk Music Series.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got like 80 artists traveling on a circuit now. They've got like 100 clubs around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And as these guys and gals are putting out records, a lot of this stuff is making sense to the playlist here. So
very nice.
And it's really nice because, I mean, you see, you know, just to watch generationally how things are taking place,
yeah.
That a lot of the stuff that that had that gotcha factor.
Sure.
That, you know, you guys are pulling that back out and bringing it to an entirely new audience.
Sure. And I think the cool thing about a lot of the way country music, especially lyricism in country, is put together is that a lot of the songs are kind of timeless. You know, they're going to transcend time. They're going to be able to, like, speak to separate generations. It's about things that people still, you know, deal with and struggle with today. This particular song is about, you know, that just a couple having an issue with drinking and their relationship, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like that's something that still goes on today. It's never going to go away, not for a while anyway.
Drinking songs, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, have y'all seen this CD? Loretta
Lynn. I love Loretta's new single with Willie Nelson.
Yeah, Lay Me Down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
that one brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, that is an excellent. I mean, there's not a bad track on the entire CD.
I need to hear the whole thing.
It is really good. And I'll tell you something else that I have stumbled upon here.
Let's check it out.
Let me see if I can dig it out here real quick. No, it's not that sad. Kinky Friedman, no. But Kinky's
oh
new
boy,
album,
yeah.
Kinky's new album is great.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. We had him out at the Kerrville Folk Festival a few years ago.
Right.
And he had his tequila brand. He was advertising. And
right. Man in Black, you bet.
Uh-huh. That's what we got to do. We got to do something like that.
That's what we got to do. That's right.
Maybe it doesn't have to be quite as crazy as tequila.
I know. We know about those drinking songs.
Moonshine. Uh-huh. Moonshine.
Well, drinking and heartache.
There you have it. There you have it.
It'll be Who Will Bring You Whiskey. Except Who Will Bring You will be one word.
Who Will Bring You.
Who Will Bring You Whiskey.
Yeah. Have you seen this album?
Let's see. Oh, Cyndi Lauper. And it looks like a country album.
It is
here.
A country album.
I heard
album.
About her doing this. I haven't had a chance to listen to this. That's
she's cool. On a sidecar on a motorcycle. And I'd have never thought.
Yeah, Detour is the name of the record.
Cool.
And she does a lot of duets on there. She's got one with Willie and Emmylou.
Oh, good.
You know who else put out a country single was Steven Tyler from
That's
Paris.
Not country music.
Yeah, I know.
Bo, that is not country
But you know
music.
What I meant. Yes. They put the brand on it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that whole thing.
That was an interesting
that whole
when
thing.
When I watched that video, I was like, this can't be real.
That whole thing coming from the ivory towers in Nashville, that is not country music. That is
right.
But you know, there seems to be a movement afoot to try to bring some of the real stuff back.
Yeah.
Tell you what, it is 7:26. I need to take a short break here. Can you guys hang out and give us one more after the break?
Sure thing.
Sure thing.
All right. Bo DePina and Hartley Hall. AM 12:30. You've got Hartley Hall and Bo DePina in the studio. Been talking music this morning. Now, you guys have a show tonight at Old Watering Hole.
Yes, sir, we do. At the Old Watering Hole, 9 p.m., and we're going to play until they kick us off. So.
Now, I saw a plea go out for an upright bass player. Have you solved that issue yet?
We did find somebody, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. No, yes, we did, and I'm sure if we didn't, we could find one over the air at this point. But, yes, we did. We actually didn't get an upright player. We got somebody to play acoustic bass.
Oh, good.
Which is cool. Okay. You don't see that too frequently, but we're going to go ahead and warm up with him earlier today and then get the show kicked off.
All right,
very good. So, yeah, I think it'll work out.
So you guys are going to play till whenever, huh?
Yeah. Kick us off stage.
That's what we did last time.
Okay.
And you are right. The 9 p.m. there is typically an earlier show, so we may you know, take our time getting started if that's what the crowd, you know, desires.
Right.
So we'll keep it loosey-goosey, but 9 p.m. approximately.
Yeah. 9 to 9:15.
All right. Well, I can't tell you guys how much I appreciate y'all coming in and hanging out with me this morning.
We appreciate you.
Aw, sentiments are reciprocated.
All right. Very good. We're going to leave y'all with this one here this morning. I need to put my glasses on.
That's from my album.
Your album that is called Fool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where can folks get their hands on y'all's music?
You can get us online at bowdependiamusic.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. HarleyHallMusic.com.
Okay.
We've got both of our albums up on Bandcamp, too. So if you go to bowdependia.bandcamp.com or HartleyHall.bandcamp.com, you'll be able to get both of our CDs and a cool little subscription, too,
oh, nice.
If you want. Also, where you can get all our, like, secret tracks and all our live performances and stuff like that, too.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
Which is great.
Okay. They can find y'all on Facebook as well.
Facebook.
Follow mm-hmm. along on
Twitter,
Facebook.
Instagram. We like Instagram a whole lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People should follow our photos. And they see some of the tour stuff that we
Well, doing. I see mm-hmm. I see fishing photos and it makes me mad.
Yeah, that's mostly
me. It reminds me of the fun times I used to have, fly fishing and such. So here we go. We're going to play this one off the record, Hartley's record, Fool. This is called Biscuits and Gravy. Bo and Hartley, thank you all so much.
Oh, thank you, Gordon.
Good to meet you, Bo.
Likewise. Pleasure.
Hartley, great to see
thank
you again.
Thank you. See you all tonight.
All right. 9 o'clock tonight at the old watering hole. Folks, go out and check them out. Charlie Hall and Bo DePena. The album is Fool. That is Biscuits and Gravy. Thank you, kids. Appreciate y'all being here. You catch them tonight at the Old Watering Hole.